Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you once again from beautiful Las Vegas. I'm here with my son for the big F1 race. But wow, did we just get a huge win from the Supreme Court? I know a lot of you were very upset about yet another rogue activist federal judge interfering in the unstoppable America First political realignment. Immediately after the Texas legislature passed the new congressional map that redistricted 5 new GOP seats. And remember, just getting that map was a hassle given the ridiculous antics of the Texas Democrats leaving the state so that they didn't have a quorum. You remember that whole cringe stunt. Well, it only prolonged the inevitable, and the map passed with the Republican supermajority, and Democrats immediately sued, right? They went right back to their pathetic antics, the League of United Latin American Citizens and several other left-wing advocacy groups filed a lawsuit claiming the map was racial gerrymandering. So they argued Texas drew the lines based on race, which would violate the Constitution, which, again, is so patently pathetic. I mean, if you deliberately draw districts around the racial composition of blacks and browns, that's perfectly fine, because failing to do so would violate the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote, right? Vote dilution. But if you deliberately draw districts in a manner that benefits whites, that's racial gerrymandering, and that violates the Constitution. It's so pathetic. The Democrats are the single most lawless, reckless, vile political party in our nation's history. And the Republicans had better learn to fight back, or they're going to eventually go the way of the Whigs. So regardless, these left-wing organizations sued, and the case went before a 3-judge federal panel in El Paso. And here's where it gets absolutely insane. The lead judge who ruled against Texas was Judge Jeffrey Brown. Now, if you can believe it, he's actually a Trump appointee. But he issued a stunning 160-page opinion blocking Texas from using the new map and said that they had to use the old 2021 congressional map for the upcoming midterms, a map which, of course, inordinately favored Democrats. Now, I can't even remotely conceive how left-wing activist judges like this slip through the nomination cracks, but there you have it, they do. Now, the ruling that overturned the Texas redistricting map was 2-1, with an Obama appointee joining Brown, while Reagan-appointed Judge Jerry Smith wrote a blistering dissent. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but Judge Smith called Brown's ruling the most blatant exercise of judicial activism he has ever witnessed in his bench career. And I'll say that again, because it was perhaps the most ferocious dissenting opinion, bar none. Judge Brown's ruling was the most blatant exercise of judicial activism that this other judge had ever witnessed. And he said the ruling was the most outrageous conduct by a judge that he has ever encountered. And he actually mocked it. Judge Smith said Brown should have just written in his ruling that I'm a left-wing lunatic and I don't like the fact that Texas Republicans are taking their state back. So I'm going to show for the Democrats and I'm going to redraw the map the way I want it drawn. I kid you not, it was one of the most brutal dissenting opinions ever penned. But the damage was done. The court ordered Texas to go back to the 2021 map for the upcoming midterms. And of course, California Governor Gavin Newsom, grease monkey himself, celebrated the ruling, saying, aha, democracy won. How ironic, right? But like I said, and I've been telling you this the entire year, ever since January 20th, you've got to treat these rogue courts like the annoying little mosquitoes they are, because in the end, they mean nothing. 99.9% of their rulings are going to get overturned in the appellate process. And that's exactly what just happened here. Texas immediately appealed to the Supreme Court, and Attorney General Ken Paxton, he did not hold back. He basically said radical left-wing activists are once again abusing the judicial system to derail the Republican agenda and steal the U.S. House for the Democrats. And the timing here was critical because Texas's candidate filing deadline is December 8th. So just literally days away from now, campaigns have already started. Candidates had already gathered signatures under the new map. Early voting for March 3rd primary is only 90 days away. And then less than 1 hour after Texas filed that emergency request, Justice Sam Alito stepped in and delivered. Friday night, Alito issued an administrative stay, temporarily blocking the lower court's ruling and reinstating the Republican map. The new map is back in play, baby. Alito gave the plaintiffs until 5 p.m. on Monday to respond, and then the full court will decide whether to keep the stay in place through the 2026 elections. And virtually all court commentators believe the court will overwhelmingly side with the new GOP map. Overwhelming. Now, of course, this is about more than just Texas. This is about whether Republicans can hold the House through Trump's entire term. I have been repeatedly saying, and I'm not saying this to lull anyone into false complacency or whatever, but I'm just being a realist here. It's going to be very hard for the Republicans to do that. And that's because it's only been done three times in the history of our republic. The party in power in the White House has only held on to Congress or gained seats on three separate occasions for the midterms. This pendulum swing, as it's called, is virtually guaranteed. That said, the Republicans have an extraordinary advantage here with all of this mid-decade redistricting going on. So right now, Missouri and North Carolina have redrawn their maps to add one Republican seat each. Florida slated to redraw their map with three or four more GOP seats. Ohio's giving us two, possibly three more seats. South Carolina's just announced they too are going to redraw a new seat for the GOP. Indiana, I know there are a few feckless rhinos holding out, but they'll probably add another seat. So even factoring in California's Prop 50 and their pickup of five Democrat seats, GOP looks like they're netting upwards of around 7 to 9 seats. And then if the Supreme Court overturns the VRA, like they're expected to do, we could see a GOP pickup upwards of 19 seats. So this congressional restructuring around a new America First national realignment may indeed be the game changer that we need to be the fourth time in American history where the party in the White House actually increased their seats in the midterms. Moreover, and here's the kicker, the Supreme Court ruled back in 2019 that partisan gerrymandering is perfectly illegal. That's the irony in all of this. Federal courts can't stop states from drawing maps for political gain. And Judge Brown tried to get around that by claiming Texas used race instead of politics. But Judge Smith destroyed that argument, pointing out that the most obvious reason for mid-cycle redistricting, of course, is not race, it's partisan gain. And the Republicans were perfectly within their rights in Texas to do this. And so Justice Alito just gave Texas, and by extension, the entire Republican House majority, a serious lifeline. The new GOP map is back in effect while the Supreme Court decides the case, which almost all will certainly go in the GOP's favor. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.